Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about self-expression, communication, and getting the word out. So jump on, see where it goes. Oh, and have a good time.
Welcome, welcome to the Coco Express Show for Saturday, May 15th, 2010. I'm your host, Aurelia Lyles, and yes, once again, we are live. Today's show topic discussion will be on human capital. Our special guest for today's show is Stephen P. Duncanson of True Destiny Communications. I guess many of you are thinking that human capital has something to do with commerce of some sort. Well, not really. Human capital is said to comprise inalienable or personal traits of persons tied to their body and available through their own free will, such as skill, creativity, enterprise, courage, and capacity. Then there is the individual capital, which tends to be seen as something one can invest in directly and see growth in directly. Now, if you didn't get that, you're probably like, what the heck is she talking about? Well, we're discussing, and on this show today, we're discussing you. As we kind of look around, you know, we see some really confusing and sometimes disturbing images. We see change on every level. We see change on the financial level. We see change on the ecological level. We see change on the spiritual level. And we see change on the familial level. And if you feed into all of this, you would think that, you know, we may be coming to the end of time. But no, no, that is not the case. From my perspective, I see this as an opportunity. I see opportunity all around in every corner, just waiting for us to take advantage of it. But in order to take advantage of opportunity, you got to be ready. You have to know your value. You have to know who you are. Just a brief FYI for you. Okay. The notion of personal development is nothing new. Okay. And that's what we're going to discuss here. You see, philosophers have discussed this topic for centuries. In fact, Aristotle strongly influenced theories of personal development in the West, and Confucius founded an ongoing philosophy that influenced family values, education, and management in the East. His view of personal development has it has like a source of managing the family and state. Now, allow me, because I'm not going to go into this and do it any justice, but allow me to introduce you to a man that will describe and define this topic in a manner that will challenge you to step away from your comfort zone and go for what you really want in life, and that man is Stephen P. Duncanson. Stephen P. Duncanson, president and owner of True Destiny Communications, whose primary focus is leadership training, personal development, and motivational teaching, is a highly decorated retired New York City Police Department sergeant who has been afforded the opportunity to travel the globe using his unique ability to communicate a message and create a picture that causes people to challenge their present state of being. His belief is that, and I like this part too, if you can help people see themselves beyond where they presently are to where they ultimately want to be, you can be successful in helping them shape their destiny. He is also the co-author of a book called Unleash the Leader Within You. Please allow me the opportunity to introduce to you Stephen P. Duncanson. Welcome, Mr. Duncanson. How are you today?
I'm well, Aurelia. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Well, I'm going to call you Steve.
And yeah, please do.
I am so glad you're able to fit us into your busy schedule.
Well, thank you very much. I know you and I have talked about this possibility for quite some time, and I'm glad that it's finally come around. So thank you for the invitation.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I'm really excited. So this topic area is just a wealthy topic. I'll just put it that way. And I just want us to just kind of like jump into it so people can be as motivated as I am about it.
Oh, great. Excellent. Well, it's the topic, certainly there's no way that we can exhaust it in the time frame that we're going to be dealing with here today. I think even if we talked about it all day long, I don't think that we would capture it in its totality. Very much as you described the rich history and background of this aspect of personal development, we can pretty much see that it's been something that's been around from the beginning of time. And ultimately, though many people have awareness of its existence, the components of what's involved, and commitment to the process, which is going to be key as we talk about some of the other things here today, not enough people are actually tap into. The reason why I call my company True Destiny Communications is because I believe that most people are living a false destiny. They're living based on what someone else has told them or what their past history has been, not realizing or fully being aware or cognizant of the fact that if they change their thinking, they can change their life, they can change their world. So no matter what has happened in the past, that's not as important as the ability you have to make changes now that could impact your future for yourself and those that you influence. So that's really what the essence of what it is that we're going to be talking about today and why I enjoy the topic so much.
Well, see, folks, this is what I'm talking about, okay? He makes you want to think outside your comfortable box. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, what is, you know, let's just say, you know, for someone who isn't completely aware, what is human/individual capital and how does one apply this to the everyday individual?
Well, once again, as you gave a pretty academic definition of what it is, and I'll add my academic definition and then break that down as well. It's essentially, you know, the accumulation of knowledge and skill embodied in an individual as a result of the education, training, experience that makes him or her productive. It's the what one has developed over the course of the years and refined that they can utilize to create value in the workplace. And the reality is this, we get paid for our value. You know, many people think that they get paid for the time they put into work. They don't get paid for the time. They get paid for the value they bring to the time. Figure that you have a person, one person earns the minimum wage, whatever that is. What's that, $6.25 or $7? I don't know, an hour.
No, they moved it up to $8, okay?
Well, there you go, $8 an hour, right? You'll have another person who intrinsically has the same worth because as human beings, we all intrinsically have the same worth, yet because of their knowledge, their skill, and their applied ability, raise their level of value, and now they don't get paid $8 an hour. They can get paid $5,000 for that same hour, maybe $10,000, $20,000 for the same hour. So, again, the point is we don't get paid for the time we put in. We get paid for the value that we bring to that time. And the aspect of human capital is being able to increase or raise our level of value to be able to create a result in the workplace, to make ourselves more marketable for ourselves, our companies, and ultimately for society at large. That's what human capital is really all about.
Okay. Now, are there any special qualities that a person must possess?
You know, that's what one of the things that I believe is so excellent, so great about human capital is that anyone at any given point in time can raise their level of value and contribute. I don't believe there's any single skill. However, if you think about the marketplace that one may find themselves, in other words, what your job is, if you can increase your level of knowledge, skill within your organization, that can raise your level of value there. So if, in fact, I worked for, let's say, a bank, and I get a additional certificate of study, whether that is a Series 6 and 63 license or Series 7, I have increased my value to the workplace and thus more that I can earn by virtue of that learning. So, again, point being is anyone, based on their very existence, can bring value to the workplace. I don't think there's any one single skill that is necessary. And as I'll be talking about through our time here today, the reality is each and every one of us, by virtue of the process of our lives, we develop knowledge. We develop something of value. And finding a place to apply that is really what allows us to see a monetary benefit from that value that we bring to the workplace. So certainly aspects of communication and interrelation with other people, that's something that creates value in the workplace. That, you know, it used to be thought at one time that IQ was the biggest determining factor of someone's success. And that's obviously their academic knowledge, how many degrees they have, how studied they are. What's been recognized more and more, and I believe it's Dr. Daniel Goleman, who's done a lot of research in this area called emotional intelligence, EQ.
Mm-hmm.
What's been recognized now, it's not IQ, but EQ that's the biggest determining factor of success. It's not simply one's ability to be able to learn and regurgitate information, but to be able to process that information to create value for those around you, and interpersonal skills. Oftentimes in the workplace, it's called the soft skills. I think if people think about it, more often than not, the biggest challenge in the workplace is not the technical knowledge. The biggest challenge most people have is interpersonal relationships, considered, again, the soft skills. So I think it's been found that soft skills are really the hard skill, and anyone can develop their soft skills to create benefit for themselves.
Okay, now, when you say, okay, if we develop these skills, okay, I got like 16 questions floating around in my head all at the same time. Okay, how do we begin developing these skills? Because, you know, we all, I believe, have them within us. It's just that we don't know how to go about getting to that point where we are actually using them.
So the question is, how do we go about recognizing them?
Yeah. I guess all the questions are flooding around and they're not coming out right. But, yes, you're on target.
Okay. Well, how do we go about recognizing them? You know, that's really going to lead me into, you know, one of my core messages is something called Made in the Process, how to become a person of success. And the realization, that talk came about by the realization of this, that each and every one of us are made by virtue of the process of our lives. There's a lot of different things that we've gone through, that we've experienced. And those experiences have taught us lessons. Matter of fact, that's what life is really all about, learning lessons. There's an acronym, and anyone that's heard me knows that I use acronyms very often. But the question is often asked, you know, what is the real meaning of life? And I found that in this acronym, that life is really a series of events. Like from day to day, you know, from time you wake up to time you go to bed, it's nothing but events. Right? You wake up, brush your teeth, take a shower, get dressed, go to work, do what you got to do, go to lunch, come back from lunch, back to work, go home, get on the bus, go home to bed. All day long, events, events, events. The quality of our life is dependent on how we frame those events. In other words, if you frame the events as saying, oh, yeah, that they were good, then you consider yourself to have a good life. If you can frame it to say it's bad, that means you've had a bad life in your thinking. Right? So that life is events, and how we frame them determines it, how we the quality of our lives. The next aspect of this is that life is always teaching us lessons. Whether we're learning or not, that's another story. But life is always teaching us lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So the real meaning of life is lessons in framing events. How we frame those events, again, determines the quality of our life. Our events of our life create or comprise that process. Process, by definition, is the systematic series of actions that leads to an end. So ultimately, everything that we've experienced, everything that we've gone through before has brought us to where we are and has made us who we are. I think if all of us think about it, you know, some things that we've experienced, we said, man, I wish I didn't go through that. However, having gone through it, we become a better person by virtue of it. Yes, you can identify with that?
Yes, I can.
Right? So the reality is this. The process of our lives begins to realize or create the value. Think about it. Anything of value that we pay great money for, even in the natural, are things that have gone through a process of becoming what they are. And oftentimes that process is a perturbation process or a crisis process. Think about it. Gold, diamonds, pearl, each of them go through a perturbation or a crisis process to become, right? Fire, friction, or force is what creates them. What purifies gold? Fire or heat. What power diamonds created? Incredible pressure, incredible heat, then coal, all those things. Pearls, that's nothing but sand getting into an oyster and constant rubbing, and it becomes a pearl. Right? So unless it goes through that process, it can't become what it is. And I think that's the same for each and every one of us in our lives. The process of our lives has created who we are, has created the value that we now realize. And now taking that value into the marketplace is what allows us to be able to realize benefit by virtue of that. Have you ever spoken to someone about something that you've experienced and it's helped them? That ever happened with you?
Oh, sure have. Yes.
Sure. Exactly. So you brought value to them by virtue of the process of the experience that you had. And I believe that's the same for each and every one of us. So engaging the process of our lives. And I think that, so if you looked at process as an acronym, that P would be purpose. Well, it's going to be purpose and passion, but let's start with purpose. You said, how do we recognize it? Recognizing that each and every one of us have a purpose for our lives. And what is purpose? Purpose is the why behind the what. The what is life. The purpose is the why life. Why am I here? What benefit is it that I'm supposed to create? What innate abilities have I been given to be able to benefit others and myself? And sometimes you can tell these things by virtue of what the people compliment you on a lot. What are you just naturally good at? What are the things that you think about that you would do for free? These things lend themselves to what part of your purpose is in life. And I think tapping into that is the first aspect of what allows an individual to realize that the human capital they have to create a benefit. And so purpose is where we begin. I think, and purpose is kind of like something that I think we seek from the time of human, from the time we were kids. What's one of the questions? I know, you know, Aurelia, you have a daughter, and I've got children as well. And anyone who has a child knows that the question that a child can ask ad infinitum that can sometimes drive you crazy is why, right?
Yes, why? Yes,
why? Yes. You get to the point where you're like, yeah, because why is a crooked letter? That's why. Right? You ask it why, right? But that's because something inside of us, internally, from the time that we're born, it seeks to have an answer to that question. And I believe that discovering your why, discovering your purpose is the key to happiness and fulfillment in life. Knowing not simply what you're doing here, but why you're doing it. And it also lends itself to, you know, the legacy. I mean, a lot we can go into with regard to that, but the question was, where does it begin? And I believe it begins with understanding your purpose.
How is the other question, how?
Well, again, I thought I did give a little behind that, and that's the keys to it are things that you are just naturally good at,
mm-hmm.
that you have a proclivity for,
mm-hmm.
that you're always complimented on,
okay.
Things that people, that's a job maybe that you even would do for free. You know, as you mentioned
mm-hmm.
in my introduction, in your introduction of me, I was a police officer in my first career. And I tell you, ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to be a cop. I tell people this all the time. If you were to look in my book from elementary school to junior high school to high school and college, plans to become a police officer. That's something I believe was inside of me. I don't ever remember not wanting to be a cop. And so by the time I got the opportunity to do that, there were just certain things that would click with me all the time. I found that I was a natural protector. I found that I naturally had a desire for justice to be done, to look out for the little guy, the people who couldn't protect themselves. And so again, these were just little clues to it from the very outset. And
mm-hmm.
I think that if we live life consciously as opposed to unconsciously,
mm-hmm.
We begin to see these clues. You know, we got to pay attention. It's called living life with your radar up, living with mm-hmm. your antennae up. You know, and as you do that, you begin to notice certain things about yourself. And I think everyone does certain things. And here's what happens. because you might not necessarily think of it as marketable, you don't pay attention to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But recognize that whatever it is that you've got, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
something that allows you to become marketable in the workplace. So clues to your purpose are the things that you observe about you that, again, that you're particularly good at inherently, that people recognize you for, and things that you would do for free. So that's the beginning part.
Okay. Now, are there any kind of exercises that a person would do to try to kind of like to allow them to pay more attention to those clues?
There are. I mean, in fact, interesting you should mention that, because I was doing a training just the other day, and I was talking about it with some of the attendees in the seminar. And there's a site called StrengthFinder, StrengthFinder.com, I believe. And what it does is it's little surveys or assessments that you can do that really highlight what you're really good at. It gives you a little bit of a profile of what your personality type is, and then based on that personality type, what jobs are kind of connected or you would be best fit for. And so I think there are little assessments like that you can do. Some people have to go through that, and others don't. It doesn't matter one way. I don't think it makes anyone less to have to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, if you simply pay attention to you, know how you are, don't lie to you about you. If you listen to those who love you, when they tell you something about you and you don't get defensive about it, you get some insights into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you pay attention to those sorts of things. That's how you find out. But there are assessments that you can take on the Internet that can give you some little clues to who you are as an individual and how you are, what you like.
Okay. Now, the other question that I have is, okay, we all have our dreams and aspirations, but executing those takes some kind of a plan. Now, how do you develop a plan that will allow you to kind of hone into your dreams?
That's where I'm going to stop, because every month we have our regular show with Steve Duncanson. It's called Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. And what we do there is we discuss all the different ways you can hone into those particular qualities and skills that you possess. He gives us keys to finding out what our best attributes are and how we can go about getting them. And I know you thought I was gone for a while, but I'm back. And I just wanted to let you know that as soon as we are back up and running, because we're on like a little mini vacation, and we will have Steve Duncanson back, and Steve Duncanson has a surprise for us as well, we're going to be offering some of our listeners some giveaways. We're not going to tell you exactly what they are. And we just wanted you to know that if you've listened to any of our shows in the past, we have given some really great information, some great ways to enhance your life or improve whatever it is that you're doing. And if you've used any of the ones that we've given to you in the past and you want to share them with us, that could be one way that you can win one of our gifts. And they are really good. So I'm just going to let you guys go, because I know it's a beautiful Saturday and it's wonderful outside. It's nice and hot, and you don't want to be stuck inside unless you just like being inside in the air conditioning, which I love to be inside in air conditioning. And I am just going to say to you that I will talk to you soon. I will post up whenever I'm going to have a show again. Like I said, we're on like a mini vacation, which, you know, just allowing people to just do their thing. But when we're back, we're going to be back in full effect. So be ready for some really interesting shows. And I would like to tell you all, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it is Saturday, and we are in July, so that you won't think that this is just the May show from 2010. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend, and enjoy the rest of the week until we talk again, which will be really soon. Bye.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.